Welcome to The V-Word, using the airwaves to educate and advocate to end sexual and domestic violence.
The other day, someone was asking me about all the different ways we describe rape, and why is it that all these terms are necessary? Corrective rape was one of the terms brought up. What is it, and how is it different from other rape? Really, what the person was asking is that, why is some rape considered a hate crime, and some is not? As defined by E. Bartle in Lesbians and Hate Crimes, corrective rape is a hate crime in which people are raped because of their perceived sexual orientation or gender identity. It is the use of rape against people who do not conform to perceived social norms of sexuality and gender roles. The goal is to punish perceived abnormal behavior and reinforce the societal norms of heterosexuality and define gender roles. The common intended consequence of the rape, as seen by the perpetrator, is to turn the person heterosexual or to enforce conformity with rigid gender stereotypes. While this practice was first identified and termed in South Africa, it can happen and does happen in any community, in any country. And while much of the literature talks about corrective rape as happening in other countries, do not kid yourself that it does not happen in the United States. It does. We just don't always call it corrective rape. All it takes is an atmosphere supportive of hate crimes against gay men and lesbians to contribute to the practice of corrective rape. A study in 2000, as reported by the Human Rights Watch, suggested this atmosphere of acceptance includes the visibility of lesbians within a community, a reaction of indifference to hate crimes by the community, a strong belief in gendered behavior for males, females, and isolated locations. Corrective rape and other accompanying acts of violence can result in physical and psychological trauma, mutilation, HIV infection, unwanted pregnancy, and may contribute to suicide. But corrective rape is not limited to people under the traditional LGBTQ umbrella. Asexual activist and blogger Julie Decker has observed that corrective rape is common in the asexual community. In a 2013 interview in the Huffington Post, she talks about sexual harassment and assault perpetuated by men who claim to have the victim's interests at heart. Many believe that corrective rape should be recognized as a hate crime because of the misunderstanding of homosexuality and the animus toward gay people that motivate rape. Perpetrators often think that raping a lesbian, gay, transgender, or queer-identified person will correct their sexual identity, orientation, and gender expression. This type of rape is not always an individual act either. It can have a group mentality to garner support, it can be promoted within a community, and then ignored. I have found that rape perpetuated under guise of corrective rape is often minimized by the community. Efforts to serve the victim, to solve the crime, to bring the perpetrator or perpetrators to justice are often pushed aside as less important. There is a viewpoint that all rape is a hate crime because it is directed specifically against a gender, an identity, a population. Rape is used to denigrate, control, abuse, and force power over another person because they are female, because they are transgender, because they are gay, because they are lesbian, because they display non-conforming gender or sexual identity and expression, because they are vulnerable due to disabilities, illness, or immigration status. For those in Virginia who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and queer questioning, you can access a free and confidential telephone service called the LGBTQ Partner Abuse and Sexual Assault Helpline at 1-866-356-6998. V-Word is produced by Carol Olson in the studios of WRIRLP 97.3 FM. To hear the past shows, go to theVWord.us. To support independent radio, learn, volunteer, or donate, go to WRIR.org.